So yeah, maybe this will help some people see the holographic truth. So Adam knew his wife Eve, right? Adam knew his wife. That means in the physical realm, the spiritual realm, the emotional realm, the, you know, all the realms, you know. Spirit, soul, and body. So that should tell you right there that it's a fractal. It's a fractal hologram. If Adam knew his wife at all those different levels, he knew her concerns, her worries, her fears, her doubts, her hopes, her dreams, what she likes, what she don't like, the food she likes, you know. So if you can know somebody, a spouse, spirit, soul, and body, then that proves it's a fractal. It's a multi-layer, multi-level experience. Jesus is eternal life. So everything that you experience, you know, the Bible talks about the planets, or the different heavenly bodies have different kind of types, you know. Kind, the Bible says kind. Everything's after their kind. A dog is after their kind. A cat is after their kind. A cow, a human is after their kind. An angel is after their kind. A seraphim is after their kind. Everything is after its own kind. And so everything reproduces after its own kind, right? And that's why when you look at a narcissist, they all act the same. After their own kind. Now the narcissists are getting smarter. I don't really want to shift gears a little bit. I got to say this because it just came to my mind. But before I shift gears, the fact that everything is after its own kind tells you it's a fractal hologram. But anyway, let me go ahead and shift. Since the YouTube and all the teaching, now they're trying to shut it down. A lot of what you're seeing now is they're trying to shut down and distract you from seeing the narcissist, because these are demon possessed people, and so they're all after their own kind, and they're all going to act the same. And if they're acting the same in my city as your city, as in China and Russia and Spain and Germany and France and all those places, if a narcissist acts the same, then that tells you it's a spirit. So if I look at the color red in North Carolina, and I go all the way up to New York and look at the color red, it's the same color. How's that possible? Why would it be the same? Because there's really no such thing as time and space. It's just a projection. You really can't explain that. I mean, a scientist might say, well, I can explain it. No, you can't. If the color red is red right here, why is it the same color over there where you're at? Same color red. What's making it the same color? There must be no time and space. It must be the same color at the same time and the same spot in space. And that's what they came up with quantum physics, electrons and all. If this electron is spinning here, then it must be spinning over here. It must be the same electron. If it's spinning the same as it is over here, they're connected. They must be the same. They must be the same. That's why the Bible talks about the sons of God. And if you notice in Revelation, they're all worshiping the same. They're all falling down. And Jesus says, joint heirs. And the Bible says, when you see him, you'll be like him, face to face. You get changed. Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You're changed. You're transformed. I got a taste of it when I saw the Shekinah glory. And I think that's what's happening with me is, once you see past this reality, once you see a spirit being or a spiritual manifest, you change. you're no longer from here. It's you've made one more step closer to the eternal stage, you know. It's amazing, really, to be down here, to see these truths and still be walking down here in the same body, in the same city, and I'm sitting here thinking, why am I even still here? And the only thing I can figure is we're coming to the end of the age and all this stuff is being revealed. And I don't care if you use my videos and upload them or whatever, reference them or whatever. I think I'm going to do a forum. I think I'm going to have I think that's what I'm going to do. Have people subscribe to a forum, but it's got to be real people. It can't be any fakers. You got to weed them out, you know. Have a forum and weed out the bad apples, you know, before they even join. Because what happens is when you do a chat room, the bad apples join and they start to talk all kinds of stupid stuff, you know, junk. And then you try to block their IP, and then they, in the old days, you try to block their IP and they change IPs, and it's just ridiculous. I don't know why the trolls do that. Well, I do know, but they can't help it. They have to troll. The trolls be trolling because that's all they know. The mockers mock because that's all they can do. They really have no truth. They have to mock the truth. Anyway, to make a long story short, why are we here? We're here to build up and develop and help build the body. It's his compilation. And you see that the whole thing is about bringing all the pieces back together into wholeness, moving you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, moving you from the selfish me, 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 to serve, 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 serve. It's not about me. It's never been about me. But if you notice the narcissists and all, and the Wiccans, it's me. It's me too. I actually saw that in 3D. I actually saw that in the real world. I had a sister-in-law. She would always say, it's me. She was telling, I didn't know then that's like a hidden sign to the hive. It's me. It's me too. That's one of their, they're telling you to your face that they're all in it. It's a hive mind. And I don't know how they talk to each other and know it, but they know it. I guess a demon speaking through them. I had a temp worker that I was using about a month ago. And I said something. I walked down the hall and I said, that needs to, and in my mind, I thought, that needs to be done. And he walks up about 10 minutes later. And he said, I think I'll do this. How's that? I said, you know, I was just thinking. He said, yeah, somebody just told me to do it. They can read minds. You know, the demon, they're watching, the demons are watching where you look. You know, if I look over at a broom and say, I need to pick that broom up, the demons are watching your eye, your head turn. So they're going to tell. Look, it's all scripted. It's a script. You're in a move E, the movement of E. The spirit's moving. And so the demons are moving in the anti. When God is moving the script along, the demons are moving in the anti, but they think they're getting something done, but they're actually helping. Even though what they try to do is evil, God turns it around for good. He's like a million times, a million steps ahead of them. They think they're getting over, but they're not. He's a million steps ahead, you know? It's really a trip. But that guy revealed it. So that sister-in-law, she said, it's me. She revealed it. I had a friend reveal it. I just took notes. They revealed it. I had somebody else reveal it through the years. I had miscellaneous people reveal that there's a hidden network. Some of it's online, some of it's in covens, but some of it is mental and some of it is spiritual. It's a multi-level game within. And they're always playing games. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to pull you off of God's script for your life and pull you into their script, you know.